Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from New York City is the owner of Lifestyle Acupuncture. Feel free to visit the website at www.lifestyleacupuncture.com. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Philip Jean to the Professionals Round Table. Hi, Philip. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So, Philip, please tell me a little bit about Lifestyle Acupuncture. What do we need to know?
Well, it specializes in Oriental medicine, or to be specific, it's traditional Chinese medicine. This form of medicine has been around for thousands of years, and everything is based on principles of Taoism. And my practice in particular is focused on acupuncture, and I also do cupping therapy, and I also do health counseling to my clients as well, and so I could teach them how to live just a healthier lifestyle in general, because I don't believe that people should just, you know, follow some type of health trend for a temporary period of time and expect that you're going to have lasting results. I want my clients to understand that being healthy, it's literally is a whole entire lifestyle.
Yeah, this is true. And there's a bunch of different holistic modalities that can be combined together with acupuncture that can optimize your health for sure.
Absolutely, yes. That's true.
Just talk a little bit about that. I'm sure you're more of an expert on it than I am.
Well, Western medicine, for example, I'm sure I know that your station has had numerous talks on it. Western medicine seems to focus more on symptoms and helping people to feel better temporarily.
In the moment.
In the moment, yes. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. I always tell people, if let's say I had to go to the hospital from a gunshot wound or something like that.
Right.
You know, you could give me as much morphine as you can to help me out so I could deal with the pain immediately. But in the long term, it does a lot more damage than good. And the thing is about holistic medicine. The reason why they call it holistic, it's using a full scope of medical practices that address the emotional, the psychological, the physical, and even the spiritual elements of a human being. And all of those things come together holistically to create a healthy human being. And acupuncture is one part of it. People can get Reiki. That's another great energy medicine. Couple that with massage and reflexology. And all those things will help somebody to heal from inside, because the body is what actually heals itself. A doctor or any healer or anyone is just a facilitator of healing, but ultimately the body heals itself. And as any type of medical practitioner, all we're doing is trying to stimulate the body to repair itself and to go back to its original state.
All right, so tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you got to where you are.
That's a pretty long story.
All right, well, give me the abbreviated version.
Okay. Well, I graduated from Stony Brook University. My BA was in sociology, and I got into it because I was fascinated by trying to understand the human condition and why we all suffer. And ultimately, in the end, it just didn't seem like it would provide me the answers. And it just seemed like, to me, health was the best way to help, to actually make a difference. And for me personally, I had some experiences where I went to a dermatologist for a skin issue that I had, and it wouldn't go away, no matter how many different types of treatments that they did. And then I went to an herbalist, a Chinese herbalist, who just used some simple herbs and just some simple herbs and a prayer, and my problems were completely healed. So after that, I just became kind of like obsessed with alternative medicine. And I always started trying to use herbs to heal myself and heal, you know, my loved ones. I was just researching different remedies, house remedies, and herbal remedies, and eventually led me to acupuncture. And, you know, it's still a lifetime worth of knowledge that that I can acquire. And it's, again, it's just something that I see as a mission in my life.
Okay. All right. Very good. This is the Professionals Roundtable, EmpireRadioNow.com. Rob Wetham joined by Philip Jean. He's the owner of Lifestyle Acupuncture in New York City. Please go to www.lifestyleacupuncture.com for more information. So, Philip, before we let you go, what's in store for your future? You know, what are some of the goals that you have that you would like to eventually reach or surpass?
My goal is to, you know, continually grow my practice and help to educate people on the benefits of acupuncture and Chinese medicine in general. And ultimately, I would like to expand my my business to become a health retreat center where I can offer lots of different modalities to help patients who have terminal illness or chronic illness to come by and pretty much just educate them on how they got to and the development of their disease over time, and help them to, by the time they leave the retreat, I want them to be armed with all the tools for them to actually completely turn their lives around and live a complete lifestyle of health.
All right, very good. Well, Philip, thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to visit with us here at the Professionals Roundtable. You do great things for people on a daily basis, and we wish you nothing but positive vibes and, you know, good karma moving forward.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
No problem. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham. Feel free to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/RobWRadio. Give it a like, a share, and a follow. We'll be back with more Professionals Roundtable right after this.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
Order the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.